Blog Talk Radio.
Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas on Saturday, March the 3rd. Absolutely lovely day here in North Texas. In a minute, we'll be chatting with our good friend George Rodriguez from South Texas. We're going to talk a little bit about the early election results. The narrative is that the Democrats have done rather well, and I think that's probably true. They've done a lot better than they've had in years past. The question is, will it make a difference in November? Some of the numbers that I'm seeing don't tell me that, but maybe I'm wrong. We're also going to talk just a bit about the gun control debate. I think that one of the most appalling things that has happened since that terrible shooting in South Florida is the way that some of these high school kids have been used by the anti-gun campaign. I understand these young people are traumatized. I certainly would be if I had been in their shoes. But the idea that they would be used the way they've been used, you got some of these young people who are going on television and they're just like the talking points are just coming out of their mouth. It just doesn't seem real to me. And in many ways, I think many of these young people will regret the fact that they've been used and that this whole thing has been so politicized. So we'll hear what George has to say a little bit later. But let me say hello from a beautiful North Texas to my good friend down in South Texas. Would it be fair to say that it's beautiful down there too, George?
It's completely the opposite today. It's rainy and drizzly down here. It's really gray and rainy and drizzly. I am not sure what type of weather system we're looking at, but it started out pretty, and then all of a sudden it got very gray. And it's been drizzly for the past 3 hours.
I wonder if that's coming north, or maybe we should send you some of this south.
Yeah, well, I do believe that this is that one of the Pacific systems that trails southwest to northeast. So you know, might be heading your way. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, we'll see, because I tell you, right now it's just absolutely picture perfect outside. Well, George, let's talk a little bit about the early voting here in Texas. It was over as of, I guess it ended yesterday, or it may still be going on today. I'm not sure. Is it going on today, or did it end yesterday?
No, it is. Today's the last day. I believe.
Today is the last day. Okay.
Yeah.
Today is the last day. So the results that we have, the turnout results that we have, are not complete, of course, and my guess is that a lot of people voted at the last minute, so these numbers could look different by Monday night. But what I'm hearing is that, you know, the turnout has been heavy. 602,000 people had voted as of Wednesday. Just some numbers here that I picked up, George, that put it in some perspective. The turnout for the Democrat has been the best since 2008. Of course, that year they had a very competitive primary race between Senator Clinton and Senator Obama. In Harris County, for example, a big county, 59,000 Democrats, 56,000 Republicans. Now, the article that I picked up some of this information from also points out that these are exclusively big city numbers, that there are no numbers really, or at least so far, there aren't very many numbers coming from the rural areas. So that obviously, those are the rural areas would be more Republican votes than the cities, particularly Harris County or Dallas County or San Antonio County. I know that's not the name down there, but you know what I mean. Your metropolitan area. So I don't know. I see it as a mixed result. I mean, yes, the Democrats are getting more votes, but I don't necessarily think this is the blue wave that I don't know that they're telling us. Maybe I'm wrong, George. How do you see it?
Well, you know, since we set up this interview, I've been doing a little bit of research myself, and I'll tell you, Silvio, that this comment about how the Democrats are waking up and how Texas is potentially turning purple really sounds a lot to me about like when Hillary was supposed to walk away with the election. Here's the first thing that I see. First thing that I see is that the past 24 hours, the report that has been circulating about how great the Democrats are doing off the charts and all this sort of stuff, the excitement, it is being reported by the Washington Post, New York Magazine, Corpus Christi Caller, Vox, and the Dallas Morning News. All of these, you know, and the Texas Tribune, these are all in what I would consider very, very liberal, not extremely liberal, but definitely liberal publications, media. And one of the problems that these folks continue to have is that they talk to one another. They're in an echo chamber, and they feed off of one another. And I think that they see something that's happened in Harris County, and they ignore completely what's happening in other counties, in other nearby counties like Brazoria County, which is right outside Harris County or Houston. They ignore what's happening there. I think that there are a lot of Democrats voting, but that it is a wave. In analyzing it the past few hours, I think it's overblown. Texas Monthly also has an article about that, and I was reading that, and you know they analyze who does early voting and everything else, you know, who shows up for early voting for primaries, and the reality is that time and time again, the majority of people that show up are not the minorities and not the women. It's men, it's white males, and the rural areas, the rural area white males. That one is off the charts. That is off the charts, and I guarantee that given the publicity, given the stories that have been highlighted over the past 6 months with the media. With relation to recently gun control, with immigration, we're gonna see many more
mm-hmm.
People showing up to vote from the conservative rural areas than you are from the urban areas.
Right.
The urban communities. I mean, who's gonna compete against Bernice Johnson? I mean, where is
well, that's it.
You know, where
exactly.
is the competition?
That's right.
Who's going to compete
exactly.
against Willie Price? You know,
that's right.
Or one of the
Castro brothers down there.
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly. Well, actually, here in San Antonio, there is a lot of interest in the Democrat primary right now because you have George Soros backing a candidate for district attorney against an incumbent Democrat. Who seems to be rather moderate, and that has raised a lot of interest. In fact, we had a ton of conservative organizations debating as to whether or not they should tell people to forget the Republican primary and just to turn out in large numbers to vote in the Democrat primary to save this one district attorney. But on that aspect of it, I think that the fact that George Soros is pouring almost $1 million into a race in San Antonio in Bexar County, I think that's going to backfire, and I think that you're going to see a ton of folks coming out in November to vote against whoever.
Right. That's a very good point. That's a very good point, George. I was going to say that one of the sources that you cited was New York Magazine, and that's one that I looked at today. And that's an interesting article because in that article, I'm paraphrasing, but they basically said whether this is going to turn Texas blue, that's another story. Because they themselves admit in their article that the numbers that we're looking at are from areas where the Democrats, you know, enjoy a certain amount of
that's right.
A certain numbers, if you will.
Correct.
And
that's correct.
And also, I'm going to guess this. This is a guess on my part. I have no way of proving it, but it's just a gut feeling that this early voting phenomenon probably is more of an urban thing than a rural thing. I don't know that people in smaller towns or rural areas necessarily are pressured to go early because it's not in the cities. I mean, I think there's more of a traffic issue and people work maybe downtown and live in the suburbs or whatever. And maybe voting early is more of an attraction. That's just a gut feeling on my part. I cannot prove it, but it's just a gut feeling. But I think the way I was looking at it was sort of just kind of doing an analysis like this, George. You go back to 2014, you go back to 2012, you go back to 16. The 16 being the presidential year, that's always different. But in 14, Governor Abbott won by about 15 points over Ms. Davis. Senator Cruz in 2012 won by more than 15 points over his Democrat. Now, that's a lot of points to make up. I mean, you have to really have two things. You have to have a depressed Republican Party and a super excited, almost on sugar, Democrat Party to bring those numbers together, at least bring those numbers to close to each other. I do see a very excited Democrat Party. There's no question about that. But I don't see a depressed Republican Party. I see a Republican Party like you indicated. I think that these attacks on the NRA are backfiring big time. And the immigration thing, the sanctuary cities, these are issues that bring out Republican votes. So my guess is that, yes, the Democrats are doing better. Whether that makes up 15 points, I don't think so, George. So that's why I still think Governor Abbott is probably going to get at least 53-54% of the vote, maybe more. So that's how I look at it. And I think Senator Cruz probably closer to 55 when it's all said and done. So those two guys at the top of the ticket will bring in a lot of Republican votes across the strait, George.
I agree. I think that the additional caveat that I would add to that is that while the Democrats may do a little bit better with their hate Trump message, because that's I'm hearing that already. There are two big races right now here, very competitive races here in South Texas against Will Hurd, the Republican, the incumbent Republican. And the message that's already out there in every ad is not only are the Democrat candidates going to do this and that, that's wonderful, but at the end of the ad, they also mention that they will fight Donald Trump. Well, I got news for you. What I keep hearing from all of the conservative organizations that I deal with, that I have to work, interview with and talk to on a regular basis, there is a real anger vote. And I think that's what while the Democrats may turn out more people, I think that the Republicans are going to turn out a whole lot more people, because I really do believe that there's an anger vote and a backlash vote against against Nancy Pelosi and what she's been saying, against the way that the Congress has been handling, the Democrats have been handling DACA. against the issues that have been popping up with the FBI lately.
Mm-hmm.
I think
yes.
those things are playing big, very, very big, and they're going to have an impact. They're going to have a big impact in getting more Republicans out. So, I think that the media, you know, salivates and kind of gets excited, you know, that there's going to be a lot of Democrats voting. But I think they're going to forget that there's also going to be even more Republicans
right.
that are going to vote.
I think that's with that comment, I think you're hitting it out of the park, because that's what I think, you know, ends up happening here, that the so-called blue wave gets a tremendous amount of exposure, a tremendous amount of print, if I could put it that way, or as they used to say in the old days, a lot of ink, if I could put it that way. But what never seems to get attention is the red wave, the fact that there are a lot of Republicans, as you indicated, who are very upset with a lot of things. And I think, for example, I really think that these attacks on the NRA are not going to play well in rural Texas. I think that, you know, the media is probably not going to play well. So my sense is, when it's all said and done, that yes, the Democrats will have a better turnout. They may even set a record turnout. But, you know, even in 2008, George, even in 2008, with Obama on the ticket, with a lot of turnouts, you know, McCain still got, what, 56-57% of the vote in
yeah.
Texas? I mean,
yep.
that's
and, he
and that was
that
the year
that
they were all excited. I mean, that was the year they were all excited. I mean, that was the year they were all going to turn out to elect Obama. So
right.
So we'll see how that goes. So, again, we'll probably get my guess, we should have when do you think we'll have some raw numbers on the early vote? Maybe Sunday or Monday?
No, it probably not until Monday, or maybe even Tuesday. Maybe
okay.
even Tuesday. Yeah, because
you know what percentage of the vote has gone down already, George? I mean, if we're talking 602,000, and again, that's as of Wednesday. Let's assume that it's a million by the time it's all said and done, a million people voting early. What percentage of the total vote do you think that is, George?
Well, I think that up to, you know, and this is strictly a guess,
mm-hmm.
but I would guess that up until yesterday, up until Friday,
mm-hmm.
it was about 50% of the people that had of the number that we're going to finally see, it was about up
mm-hmm.
to 50%. I think that yesterday and possibly today there's going to be a huge tsunami of people showing up. I base that on my observation of the early voting
mm-hmm.
poll. That's right here near my house, which is one of the largest ones for the north side of San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
There had been a trickle up until yesterday. And yesterday, oh, my gosh, there was a line almost around the block.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was surprised by that. I was really, really surprised. Up until
right.
then, people had, I mean, the local folks were reporting that it was very, very low, that it was very, very low.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, it just swelled. So I would say that, you know, maybe, you know, up until yesterday, maybe 50% of the total vote total early vote was had been, you know, had come out. And now I think today and yesterday it's swelled. It has gone.
Right, so we're probably talking. Yeah, we're probably talking at least a million people who voted, probably.
I think so.
Yeah, so we're talking about a million people who voted early. I'm guessing it'll be around that.
Yeah.
Maybe 1.2 million, perhaps, because you're right. I mean, Friday and Saturday. I know when I voted, I think it was Monday when I voted. Monday or Tuesday? It was, yeah, Monday. I voted Monday. It was, you know, pretty easy to get in and out. In fact, I walked in, and
yeah.
I didn't have to make any lines, and that was Monday. So, but that was almost like the middle point of the week, because it's 2 weeks. So I voted, you know, roughly halfway through through early voting, and it was pretty easy to get in. So we'll see. But I still stand by my sense that yes, the Democrats are turning out in huge numbers, but I would not underestimate the Republicans, because we're very motivated too. I mean, I'm very motivated
really,
to keep this Congress.
Exactly.
I mean, I want to keep this Congress. I want to keep this this Senate. So I'm just, of course, you know, we don't have big, you know, Senate races or anything like that here, but still, I want to keep this thing. I mean, I don't want to see Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker. So
yeah,
anything
right.
I can do to help that, I will. George,
let me make a pitch one more time.
Sure.
For what you and I do, because this is another thing that folks that a lot of folks in the media who are in their own little echo chamber ignore. They forget and they completely ignore that we now have the social media of podcasts, of webcasts, of bloggers. And in that aspect of it, we, you know, I don't want to break my arm patting ourselves on the back, but we do influence and provide a lot of information
mm-hmm.
to folks that unfortunately the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Dallas Morning News, they don't reach.
Right.
They really don't. And we do.
No, I
and
think
I think
you're
that
right
that's another thing that helps to, you know, cover the fact that I think that this blue tsunami is a little bit more, you know, more than what it really is.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's being blown a bit out of proportion. I mean, it's going to be big, but it's not going to be the overwhelming tsunami that I think they're broadcasting. I could be dead wrong, but I stand very much just by my eyes don't tell me that this is a big tsunami coming our way. In fact, I actually think that, you know, and we don't know this early in the game, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's a huge Republican turnout in November.
Yeah.
For lots of
the
reasons.
There's a red backlash.
That,
if there
yeah,
is
yeah,
a red backlash.
Because I think so. I agree.
Yeah.
Because some of the reasons
right.
that you indicated a minute ago. George, let me take a couple of minutes here before we go and just talk about this absolutely despicable use of these young people in South Florida. I find it, I don't know where these kids' parents are, but this young man, David Hogg, I think is his name,
yes,
H-O-G-G.
Hogg. David Hogg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. He's become, I mean, this young man.
A celebrity.
If I was his father. Yeah, but I'm just saying he's basically just repeating the talking points of, I mean, it's almost like somebody has told him, memorize this, you know? And that's not the way a 16-year-old talks. You know, a 16-year-old just doesn't all of a sudden in a week become an ideologue like that. That's just not the way it is. I have three of them, so I know why. Well, they're not 16 now, but you know what I mean. I had three of them at one point, and they're usually not that way. And
a normal
16-year-old
is not worried about that. Yeah, right.
No, of course not. And even if he was involved in an incident like this, I don't think they would come out sounding like talking points. So I just find that very sad. The other thing, too, I mean, I saw the young woman, I think her name is Emma Gonzalez or Irma Gonzalez, the young woman down there who was giving a speech a couple of days ago basically saying that Donald Trump had taken $30 million from the NRA, which is true, he did. But then when you take that $30 million, George, and you compare that with the fact that he spent $950 million in the campaign, 30 divided by 950 does not appear to me to be a very persuasive amount. It's not like, oh my gosh, you know, they were the big tip of the day, if you know what I mean, George. So
yeah, exactly.
I think it's really sad to watch this. What's your reaction?
Yeah, I find it to be despicable, and I find it to be just an extraordinary way of exploiting youth and innocence. I really do. Exploiting a situation. You know, this kid Hogg, when he made the comment the other day that he was not going to go to school, he was not going to go to school anymore until there was a gun ban. There was some type of gun control legislation passed. You know, just the sheer statement on its face value, what the heck where you're right. Where are the parents, and why would a parent allow him to say such a thing?
Right.
Better yet, why would the adults within the media allow him to say such a thing?
Mm-hmm.
That he's not going to go to school again until there's gun control. The emotionalism that's being played up, or that's being exploited. We know that that's something that Democrats love to do. And unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
A lot of politicians, but for crying out loud, the way that this has gone down there was one of the hosts on CNN the other day who was almost in tears demanding that Congress and President Trump listen to the children, as she put it. And I thought, we're in pretty bad shape when we start letting young, inexperienced children, as she put it, set public policy, because what experience do they have?
Right. No, you're right. And it's exactly right. And then there was another one of these young people. It may have been David Hogg. I don't know. I'm not sure. But one of the young people said that the college students shouldn't go to Florida for spring break. They should go to Puerto Rico. And I'm sitting there saying, what? I mean, who in the world? I mean, doesn't this young man know what happened in Puerto Rico? Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right. But I mean, doesn't this young man know that Puerto Rico, what's happened to Puerto Rico? I mean, what would he even say something? So that's the kind of thing that, that needs to be corrected. And but I think it's happened, George. I'll just say one last thing here. I think that whatever sympathy one may have had for these young people, and naturally were sympathetic because some of them were actually in the crossfire, you lose it when they become political, George. That's
exactly
my sense.
That's exactly right. That's
you lose
exactly
it
because
it becomes nothing but another, it's like watching MSNBC. It's like watching Rachel Maddow every time one of these kids starts talking, George.
That's right. I agree 100%. The message is lost because the messenger has become politicized. I'm sorry.
Right. No, you're right. You're exactly right. And I think that's, to me, that has always been the killer as far as the birth control, the gun control debate happens, because the minute it becomes politicized and it becomes an attack on guns, I think that's when they lose me. Because
that's right.
This is a lot more complicated than guns, as we've discussed before. Well, George, don't send us that bad weather, whatever you do. I want to enjoy the sunshine for a couple of days. But if you get what we have, I think you'll be very happy in the next 24 hours, because we have a beautiful day here.
I sure hope we do. I mean, it looks gray and nasty outside.
Okay.
At least it's not thundering.
No, you're right. Or snowing or ice storms.
Right. There
so,
you go.
It could be a lot, as they say, it could be a lot worse. George, have a great weekend. And as always, thank you for joining us. And thanks for always joining me on short notice. I appreciate it very much.
You got it. Take care, my man. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you so much. Our good friend George Rodriguez down in San Antonio. I just wanted to say one thing about this tragedy down there in South Florida. Don't use the kids this way. Don't use these young people this way. I mean, I just find that really disgusting. When I see that, I really do. I just find it totally, completely disgusting, and don't blame it all on guns. This is a complicated topic. Guns is a part of it, but that story down there in South Florida, there were a lot of things that went wrong. I mean, big time wrong down there, and guns are a part of it, but not the whole story by any means. Have a great weekend, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas.